You're listening to a curated podcast from the Beyond Infinity radio program, broadcast live on Tuesdays from 11 a.m. from our Mornington studios in Victoria, Australia. Listen live on 98.7 or 98.3 FM or stream live from rppfm.com.au. Presented by me, Piers Cunningham.
And me, John Young. So there's a filmmaker who has decided to become a bit of a cyborg, and he's based in Toronto.
Yep.
Now, this guy, he actually now goes a little bit under the name of Iborg rather than Cyborg. But he's a 44-year-old filmmaker, and when he was quite young, he had an accident with a gun. Unfortunately, it went off and destroyed his eye. Not immediately destroyed, but over time, his right eye was damaged, and it's absolutely blind in that eye. So he decided that he wanted to make a change to the way that he lived, and that was to incorporate a video camera into his eye socket. So a few years ago, he developed a little video camera. He's put that in. It basically records an analog signal. So what you can do is it's got a little radio signal that then transfers, if you'd like, to a little, like a baby monitor, for example.
Okay.
And you can pick up that signal there. So in a way, it's... think of it like a Google Glass that was out a few years ago, which I think we've covered on the program many years ago now, and that's where you put on the glasses and that recorded through to your phone or a separate device, and that would record your daily activities. So this is what he's incorporated into this. Now, he's not recording every second, and an interesting feature, I guess, is that when he is recording, it actually glows red, and so it looks very Terminator-like.
It does look like a Terminator. And it's funny, they seem to be into this stuff. There's a French director who I think he lost his eyes in some awful accident, but he lost eyesight completely. Mm-hmm. Anyway, he wound up having a metal like sunglasses, but without lenses in them, actually attached to his head.
Right.
Permanently attached to his head.
Oh, my God.
Like a sort of visor.
Yeah.
To block them off. Well, because I don't think it was a pretty picture underneath.
He does wear this. Look, he does wear an eye patch around quite a bit. Mm. It's, as he said, he goes, I'm not interested in recording what I eat for breakfast. And it only has a limited recording time. It is a small camera and it has a battery on board. And it goes for about 30 minutes before it runs out of juice. And I think the way he turns it on is he actually holds a magnet up towards his eye. And then that kind of switches the to the on mode.
Okay.
So this is a very specialized camera. He did a talk a little while ago, and he actually then was able to send the image from his eye up to the big screen and put it up there. And a lot of the people in the audience, they were both sort of in shock and awe. They were applauding, but they were also gasping as well. I mean, look at what this guy can do. And that was an audience of about 120 people. Mm. So he's looking at different ways to sort of incorporate that into movies that he makes. And he said that he can feel like a bit of a circus freak with this. His quote is, "But I don't feel like a bearded lady or anything. I get to travel the world." It caught my attention, and I thought it is an interesting way of the future, because there's already people that are installing sensors under their skin. I read only last week where a guy has put a little, like an NFC, a near field communication chip, which was in a small tablet-like pill, almost if you will, that was inserted between the sort of the skin between your thumb and your index finger, and that allowed him to connect his Bitcoin wallet to this little NFC chip. So if there was a vending machine or somewhere that accepted Bitcoin payment, he would just have to go up and wipe his hand or go, put his hand near that. So we will see, I think, over time, more people wanting to incorporate this kind of tech and become that cyborg. Mm. I can't imagine people are going to, deliberately take out a good eye to do this, and I would hope not.
No, definitely not.
But this is something where if you have lost an eye, maybe you do want to record a camera, and this might lead to other things in future where he can be studied, and maybe there is cameras placed into those that have lost eyes, and maybe there's some way to get that signal into your brain. He has the trouble of no depth perception. If you lose apparently, when he lost his eye originally, he was knocking things over because he couldn't have the depth, where his the vision, so he couldn't see where things were. correctly. Mm. So maybe in future, could be talking many years down the track, but this kind of signal could interact with your brain and allow for that depth perception as well.
Yeah, because things like Google Glass, that kind of came unstuck a little bit because there was a reaction, there was a bit of a backlash against people using it. I think there were 10,000 developers around the world, people who applied through a sort of a ballot system to be the first to get hold of that hardware from Google. And there was quite a backlash. People were getting attacked in public transport. I don't want you filming me. You're wearing something, which, and there was enough publicity about it for people to know, hang on, that's that guy's potentially recording me without my permission. So it was a bit of a breach of privacy. And look, maybe the technology itself was half-baked, but for a variety of reasons, Google's backed off on that. It's sort of on the back burner.
Look, but you look at the Palm Pilot back in the 90s. People didn't necessarily understand it, or it was a bit cumbersome and didn't have the sexiness, the appeal, because it was made by Microsoft at the time.
Mm.
It just took a few more years. And then we had the iPhone essentially coming out by Apple, and everyone fell in love with it. So I think it does change. If you look at today, yes, privacy is a definite concern, and I do bring it up on the show many times.
Mm.
But if you look at something like this, that a few years ago, well, there were people that were concerned with Google Glass, but that needed to happen so that now, if we look at the environment, you know, it's not uncommon if you're in a large group of people, whether you're at a concert or if there's an accident. Unfortunately, we've seen terrorist attacks where people are holding their phones up and they're recording what's going on. So it's not for everybody. You know, this guy is a filmmaker and he's missing an eye. It just happens to suit what he wants to do.
Yeah, but it's not actually at this stage, the technology isn't at the point where it's kind of working to give him stereoscopic vision.
No, nothing like that. In his mind's eye,
so to speak.
It's to record some basic video that he might be able to use.
Which
in
he
a
can
film.
See anyway. Yeah. It doesn't help him get around the fact that he doesn't have binocular vision, which means he doesn't have depth perception. And it does say, it's kind of amusing that this description of he's in a restaurant in Toronto and, you know, he places an order and he's got the red cyborg eye on. And apparently the waiter was very good and just sort of just asked for his order, didn't react, but was noticeably a bit taken aback, a bit shocked. You get the feeling with this guy that maybe he's got a bit of a sense of humor. He kind of likes the effect it has on people as well. Thanks for listening.
And head to beyondinfinity.com.au for the best bits from the live show or to connect with us on social media. We welcome your feedback and suggestion for future shows.